It's time to celebrate. Set sail with the Kim Pagano Show and Princess Cruises on a weekend getaway sailing September 17th through 21st. Don't miss your chance to relax, unwind, and come back new. With rates starting at just $449, you don't want to miss out on this amazing deal that includes meals, entertainment, and accommodations. Contact Nikki Baldwin today to reserve your room. 805-312-4449. Again, that's 805-312-4449. Terms and restrictions apply. Ships of British and Bermudan registry.
CST number 1005430-10.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom.
Hello there.
How's it going?
Beautiful day.
Yeah.
Great, good.
Hey, you know, I do want to remind everybody of our 6 to 7 and our 7 to 8. Those are two shows that we start our every day on Saturday with. And, of course, those are lots of giveaways as we do here. And I do want to remind you of a few things that we are doing. We are the Brighter Side of the 805. We hope that you can listen, learn, and laugh with us. And if you miss any of our shows, you can listen on KimPaganoShow.com. We usually have Sherry and Jennifer, but everybody's out today. And it's kind of like, I think it's spring break or something. I don't know. Everybody's got something going on. But, of course, this is truly my passion. It's something that I always like to talk about. And it's really about living your best life. And how do we do that? And so here's some of the things that I do. We've got a ton of things that we are giving away and that we are promoting and that we are a part of. And one of the things that I want to mention is we actually have a cruise, and that is a Princess Cruise. It's time to celebrate. Set sail with the Kim Pagano Show and Princess Cruises on a weekend getaway. And we're going to be sailing from September 17th through the 21st. So you don't want to miss your chance to relax, unwind, and come back new. And we've got amazing rates starting at $449, so you don't want to miss out on this amazing deal that includes meals, entertainment, and accommodations. So I've got Nikki Baldwin. She is the one that's putting this all together for us. It's going to be amazing. I hope that I get to meet all of you out there, and I hope that you take advantage of this great offer. So give her a call at 805-312-4449. That's 805-312-4449. And again, that is for the Kim Pagano Show and Princess Cruise. And we're going to all be on there. We're going to be just having an amazing time, and I'd love to get to know all of you and find out a little bit more about you. So with that, I know we've got lots of things that we're going to be giving away today. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. That is the number that you need to call us to win all these amazing gifts and gift certificates that we have that we're giving away. Also, if you have a business or some kind of a event coming up, give us a call. We'd love to spread the word for you, and that's what we're doing with all these amazing events. Today, we're going to talk with somebody from the Chili Cook-Off and Classic Car Show, and I do want to remind everybody it's the 39th Chili Cook-Off and Classic Car Show, and it is over at Jan's Road, Caneo Creek South, and it's Saturday, April 25th. It's longer hours now. They're going to be going from 11 to 9. They've got a live concert from 6:30 to 8. And I am so glad to be a part of this. It's a huge chili cook-off, and it's all sponsored. And we've got lots of great things, so definitely you want to get out there. We've got tickets for that. We're going to find out a little bit more about that. Also today, we're going to be talking with Susan Stifelman, about parenting with presence. And I think that's kind of interesting because a lot of people are so busy taking care of their own life that sometimes we forget about that our kids need that kind of guidance. And I think that's going to be important to talk about. But before that, Tom, do you want to tell about all these amazing things that we have to give away?
In the afternoon, we have some good ones. $25 gift certificate to Yard House. Love that place. Big screens everywhere. Great food. $25 certificate to Mission Oaks Cafe. They were in for the morning show.
That's right.
And how about Lures, another great restaurant? That's the good thing about Ventura County. There's excellent restaurants.
Yeah.
You can pick one each weekend and enjoy all of them. Paseo Camarillo Cinemas presenting Laugh Out Loud Comedy. Jason Love, local comic, who also tours nationally. He's going to be there. California Strawberry Festival. That's a lot of fun. May 16th and 17th. A pair of VIP chocolate lounge tickets to the Champagne on Main. It's a spring wine walk and street fair happening Saturday, April 18th. Also, 40th Caneo Valley Home Remodeling and Gourmet Food Truck Event. That's the 19th and also the 18th. Of April, Rotary Clubs of Thousand Oaks, Caneo Valley, presenting the 39th Annual Chili Cook-Off. I was at the Chili Cook-Offs in the 70s that were back at the old Jan's Mall.
Nice.
Long time ago.
There you go, yeah.
Been a T.O. kid forever. We have that going on. Caneo Valley Days, that's happening May 7th through the 10th. Caneo Creek Park, lots of rides and fun for the kids. Cabrillo Music Theater presenting Mary Poppins. Can't wait to take especially my daughter Bree to that one. And finally, the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. Lucky enough to get to go to that already.
Yeah.
Beautiful exhibit of great cars.
There you go. Well, those can all be yours. And we're going to start off with actually the Chili Cook-Off. That's by the Rotary Clubs of Thousand Oaks and Caneo Valley presents the 39th. We've got tickets for you. And all you have to do is call in right now. 419-0008, 419-0008. Again, we do things different. We want to hear from everybody out there. So just call in, leave us your name and number, say the Chili Cook-Off, that's what we want to go to, and we will either get them to you or find a way to get you some. So again, so glad that you are joining us here. I do want to remind you of our 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and our 2 o'clock show right here on AM 1590 KVTA. Let's bring our first guest on, and I know we're going to be talking with Chili Cook-Off and the Classic Car Show. Who do we have on the line?
This is Natalie Bradley from the Thousand Oaks Rotary Club.
Okay,
how
Natalie,
are you?
Good. I'm so glad that you got. Okay, you weren't feeling good, but you're good. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, good. All right, Natalie and I go way back, and I love all the things that you've been doing. I've kind of been following you, and of course, thank you for sharing this with us too.
Yes, no, thank you for having us on. We're very excited. This is our 39th year, and we think it's going to be bigger and better than ever. So we hope your listeners and the rest of those in the community as well will join us on the 25th of this month.
Yeah, thank you so much. Tell us, why is it going to be bigger and better? You guys just keep growing this thing, and I love that. So thank you so much.
We do, and we're very excited. This year, for those who have been in Thousand Oaks area, who have joined us at in previous years for the Chili Cook-Off, we've moved it from a Sunday to a Saturday, which is big.
Oh,
And we did so because we are extending the longer hours, like you mentioned earlier. And we are having the evening concert by Journey cover band DSB.
Nice, yeah.
And if those of us who are local around town have seen them play, they play at the Canyon Club and some other locations. They played at the Collections last year. They're phenomenal. They are one of the best Journey cover bands ever. And we are so excited to have them join us this year for the Chili Cook-Off. That concert will start at 6:30 on Saturday. So even if folks aren't able to come for the daytime activities, which include many things besides chili tasting, the classic car show, there's a kids zone, there'll be entertainment all day long on the main stage, plus tons of vendors to go shop through. Everyone can join us at 6:30 for that evening concert, which will be spectacular.
I love it. Natalie, how did you get involved in this? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, of course. I've always been a philanthropic individual myself and joined the Thousand Oaks Rotary Club about 3 years when I moved to the Ventura County area.
Let me stop you right there. This lady, Natalie Bradley here, has put her hands in everything. You really have, haven't you?
I'm one of those. I just like to get involved. You know,
I love that. I love that about you. I met you over at, I think, Ventura Chamber, one of the chambers, right? And, you know, I just think I see you in so many different ways. And I love that you have put yourself out as a young lady.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And, you know, oftentimes you refer to me as a young lady, and I'll take that because as I get older, it's harder to take that. But I'm part of a Rotary Club, and most individuals my age, I'm very involved with young professional organizations throughout the county, aren't necessarily involved with these type of civic organizations. And before coming up to Ventura County, I was with another civic organization, the Kiwanis Club down in San Diego. But when I moved up here, I joined the Rotary Club of Thousand Oaks, and they are just one of many amazing civic organizations that give back to our community in so many different ways. And one of the ways that our organizations do that is through events such as the Chili Cook-Off. And over 38 years thus far with the Chili Cook-Off, we have given hundreds of thousands of dollars back to our local community.
Natalie, can you talk about some of the different organizations that you give back to?
Absolutely. They include Alliance for the Arts, the Alzheimer's Association, American Red Cross, Cabrillo Music Theater, Make-A-Wish, Mana Conejo Food Bank, Mini Mansions, My Stuff Bags, Senior Concerns, Special Olympics, the Discovery Center, Westlake Art Guild. There are so many. The Westminster Free Clinic is another one. There are so many organizations that we give back through the funds that we raise during these events that we host throughout the year.
I love that when you have, you know, and there's so many events, but there's so many events that are win-win. And I think that's so important. Here you can go and have an amazing time with your family, and yet it's helping all these amazing organizations.
It's the best part. It's like you said, it's a win-win for everybody. The community comes out, has a great time, gets to taste amazing chili, and it's not just chili. We have salsa tasting as well. So check out the salsa that will be there and see the classic car shows. And the entry fee is very minimal. It's $12, and kids 10 and under are free. And like you said, you get to have a great time with your family and friends and know that money that you are contributing to the event is going back to our community for a great cause.
So, and again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. This is truly The Brighter Side. And again, we're talking with Natalie Bradley. We're talking about the Chili Cook-Off, and that's a classic car show. I love why they always put those two together, you know, but it's kind of like you just know that there's going to be cars there. Again, it's Saturday this year, April 25th, longer hours, 11 to 9, and you've got a live concert, right? So that's from 6:30 to 8. Is there an additional charge for that, or how does that work?
There is not an additional charge. You can literally stay from 11 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night and get to see all the fun festivities. Or you can come for just the Chili Cook-Off and you know, and head out to something else. Or you can come later in the afternoon and stay for the concert. There will still be beverages and food served through the whole entire event. So there's definitely a lot to do, a lot to see, and a lot of fun to be had.
I love it. Okay, and so it's $5 for on-site parking, correct? And then free
correct.
Parking and shuttle from Caneo Creek Equestrian Park?
Correct.
Yeah.
There'll be a free shuttle thanks to Roadrunner Shuttles. They're a wonderful partner of ours, and they provide their services to our folks so that they can park their cars off-site and still get free transportation to the event.
So talk to us a little bit about the classic cars. It says including NASCAR, and I'm really into racing. Tell us what's going to be with NASCAR.
Yeah, we have a few hundred vehicles that come out, everything from classic Corvettes to the NASCAR. We have a great partner who brings out some official NASCAR vehicles that will be out there. Yes, your son is a racer,
isn't
he?
That's right. Wow,
yes.
Good memory. Yeah.
So, and the classic car show, as folks who get to enjoy the event, get to actually vote on the cars that can be won. There's a People's Choice Award. So everyone, including kids and adults, get to be involved with all that takes place. You get to vote for the chili as well. So there is quite a bit of engagement and involvement for everyone who attends the event this year.
Sounds good. Again, so I know that you not only have wine this year, right? You
yes.
actually have some craft beer.
Craft beers, and we're adding margaritas.
Oh, I forgot about the margaritas.
So,
great.
Yes, yeah. You know, We've been enjoying this warm weather for a while now, and we expect it to be another sunny, beautiful day here in Thousand Oaks on the 25th. So this year we are adding margaritas, and we have upgraded the beers to craft beers thanks to our beer providers through Allied Beverage. So it's a great event. Plus we have food trucks and food vendors that come out. There's been roasted corn in the past, and of course, all the fun stuff.
That's like my favorite, the roasted corn. There's just
roasted corn and ice cream and funnel cakes. They all come out and put on a great show, in addition to, of course, to the folks that are out there participating in our chili cook-off.
I love it. Well, really, you know, again, why did they move it to the Saturday? Just because it's more of a party night? We could party longer?
We moved it to the Saturday so that we could hold that evening concert with this year with DSC, which is the Journey cover band. So that allowed us to not impede on the residents who are there. You know, on a Sunday, it's hard to go into the evening, especially even for all of us
who want to go enjoy
the event.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Yes, and we want to make sure that everyone is aware, though, it is moved to a Saturday. So, and we're hoping that everyone else feels the exact same way, that it's a great idea to move it to a Saturday, enjoy the day, enjoy the evening, and be able to still relax on Sunday before having to go back to work and school. And we're very excited. It just, with the kids zone, so for families who are coming, 10 and under are free. There's a great kids zone, petting zoo, all sorts of stuff for the kids to take part in. This truly is a family fun event for everyone.
I love it. And again, you know, this is their 39th annual. I mean, this is something that's been going on and just keeps getting bigger and better.
It is. And with that, like I said, you know, we have the DSB Journey cover band. We also have a great local artist, Julius Hu from Simi Valley, who will be playing in the morning. And we love partnering. You know, it's not just about the Rotary Clubs that put this on and the organizations that we give back to, but we bring organizations in as well. We'll have a gymnastics team doing some performances this year, the local students here, local kids. So it's a collaboration of all sorts of different partnerships that come together to put on this amazing event.
I love it. Can you just briefly, for anybody that I always like to kind of add this Rotary Clubs, you know, how much time do you have to put into a Rotary Club, and where would people be able to find out more about becoming a member?
Sure. Rotary clubs vary just a little bit, but our club meets on a weekly basis. We meet Thursday for lunch. So I just came from our lunch meeting. And in addition to the weekly meetings that you're asked to attend, you typically, you know, most of us who get involved with these service organizations want to do more. So there's clearly committees to be to join and events to put on, like the chili cook-off. So that takes some additional time, but it's really up to the individual. I mean, you put as much time as you want. And it's a great way to give back, though, and the camaraderie and family-like atmosphere that you find within these service organizations, whether it be Rotary, Kiwanis, Lions Club, they're just amazing, and every city has them. And they have different meeting times. Some meet in the morning, some meet in the afternoon, and some meet in the evening.
So you kind of fit one that fits your schedule.
Absolutely, and it gets you well-connected within the community, too, and you get to find others like yourselves that want to do more. So I would say just hop on the internet and find, you know, depending on where you live in the county or outside of the county, that these clubs are everywhere, they're worldwide, and see what, you know, pulls at your heartstrings. For for Rotary, we are, you know, a strong organization, and we are in the effort of eliminating polio. That is one of our main focuses.
Wow, that's huge, yeah.
It is huge, and we're close, but we're not quite there yet. But what it comes down to is our motto, and that's service above self. We want to be able to provide for others, and we do that through
these amazing events.
Yeah.
And I love that. I mean, you can't get any better. People are always looking for things to take their family and just spend a really great day. And yet, you know, again, it's a win-win. I know that you guys were so cool to give us some tickets to give away on our show. So I want to do that right now. Let's open up our phone lines, 419-0008, 419-0008. I've got tickets to give away to all of our listeners out there. All you have to do is call in. But again, Natalie, if they don't win on my show, where do they go?
Yeah, absolutely. So direct everyone to our website, which is chili-cook-off.com. And although we don't pre-sell our tickets on our website, Conejo Deals, which is one of our amazing partners, will have some discounted tickets coming in the next week or so. So you can purchase your tickets through Conejo Deals.
Love them.
And
yep.
If you miss that for some reason, they are a great partner. We love them as well.
Yeah, we work with them too. They're great.
For some reason, if you miss that offering through Conejo Deals, you can always buy your tickets on site. And that's the easiest way. And that way, you know, you don't have to pre-buy or forget to buy. You can just buy them at the door and come in whenever you feel like it and just enjoy the day with us. And
yeah. Now, is this one of the times like where you walk up, you'll get your armband, you'll get a cup, or is it, you know, tell us what we're going to find when we get there.
Sure. It's really interactive. So whether you pre-purchase your tickets or you buy your tickets at the door, you still have to check in. You get the hand stamp when you walk in. Depends on what you want to do. If you want to go do chili tasting, you go to the chili tasting ticket booth and grab some chili tasting tickets, and you get your cup and your spoon, and you walk around with your tickets, and you get to vote again on who's your favorite chili provider or who's the favorite salsa of yours.
Okay, so Natalie, I have to ask you, what is your favorite kind of chilies? Are you spicy? Or are you sweet? Or what are you?
You know, I think it just depends on the day.
Okay.
I will say, and one of our chili cooks that is coming back is Saucy's Barbecue out of Thousand Oaks, Newbury Park area.
Okay.
And I have voted for them in the past. I'm not trying to encourage everybody, but they are one of my favorites, I'll have to say. And
so
then we have,
is that a spicy one or a sweet?
I think they actually might have a. I don't think it's spicy. I don't know.
Okay.
I just know it's really good. That's all I do know.
Okay, Tom, what's yours? What's your favorite?
I like heat, but not ridiculous. But I do like it hot.
You like a kick.
Some people have like Charman and, some ignition.
Yeah.
The other thing that's funny, since I'm a longtime TO guy,
a
friend of
mine
just
bought
this.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
I have a 1969 Conejo Valley Days program.
Oh,
wonderful.
My God. That's crazy.
A friend brought this morning, oddly enough, for knowing I'm an old TO kid.
Yeah,
and it's
there
funny
you
to
go.
Look at.
There you go. So again, I do want to invite all of our listeners Saturday instead of Sunday, Saturday, April 25th. I love it that it's going to be longer hours. I mean, yes, Saturday night, we're looking for something. You can start all day. You can start at 11 o'clock till 9 p.m. And from 6:30 to 8, if you can't there and you got to go to work and then you want to get there for the music, still 6:30 to 8 p.m. And again, that is over at Conejo Creek South. I love that park right off of Jans Road, right behind the library there. And it's a really quaint park. It's very cool, right?
Yes, no, absolutely. And it won't be quiet and quaint that day. It'll be very festival and lively. But again, plenty of parking, so folks don't have to worry about parking. If they want to park on site, like you mentioned, it's $5, but there is plenty of free off-site parking with free shuttles. And lastly, you know, we wouldn't be able to do this without the community and our wonderful sponsors. And those are all listed on our website for those who want to go check those folks out. They're the driving force behind this event.
It makes it possible. That's it.
They make it possible. Absolutely.
There you go. Many hands work and many hands make little work. That's what I've always said. So thank you so much for letting me be a part of this. Again,
Thank you for your support.
You got it. Saturday, April 25th, Chili Cook-Off and Classic Car Show. We got music, got everything there. Take your family there. And thank you so much, Natalie Bradley, for being a guest.
Thank you, Kim.
You got it. All right. You have tuned in to the brighter side of the 805 here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, we've been giving things away all day long. And I do want to remind you of our 6 o'clock, 6 to 7, 7 to 8. Start your day in a positive way. Our next guest is Susan Stifelman, and we're going to be talking about parenting with presence. I got a lot to say about this, and stay with us. Again, I'd love to give something away, something more. I know we've been doing that all day long, but that's what it's all about. One of your favorites, Yard House, $25 gift certificate to Yard House. All you have to do is call us right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
Hi, Allison Ross here from the Center for Eating Recovery to tell you the real reason why your last weight loss attempt didn't work. Diets offer food advice but leave us to battle overwhelming food cravings that sabotage the effort. We help you to break free from the vicious yo-yo dieting cycle. As a psychotherapist specializing in eating, I have developed an 8-week course called Hunger Balance that works at the root of the problem. Our therapeutic approach will release your mind from the craving state, break your emotional dependence on food, and make it easy to make healthy choices. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show get $100 off when you register for a course. Call us at 818-836-4600 or visit us at centerforeatingrecovery.com.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights in a 4-course meal paired with 4 fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. I've got a couple announcements that I'd like to share, and one is Allison Ross, Center for Eating Recovery. I'd love to invite you if you are interested in Hunger Balance, and that is an 8-week eating course. If you are interested, give us a call, 419-0008, 419-0008. And if you want to release your mind from any of those craving state overcome yo-yo dieting and emotional eating, this is the number to, you know, the person to talk to and the number to call. Another thing, we've got champagne, and that is coming up. It's called the producers of the Ventura Winter Wine Walk are proud to introduce Champagne on Main, and that is going to be Saturday, April 18th, and that's 10 to 5, and we've got tickets for you, VIP tickets, so give us a call, 419-0008, 419-0008, and the VIP actually includes the chocolate lounge, and it's limited and exclusive area for the VIP guests. So chocolates, desserts, champagne, sparkling wine, craft beers, and some live entertainment. So again, that's another one that we've got. Also, Mission Oaks. We got so many things going on. It's great. I love being involved in all this stuff. But they are having their Wine to Dine, and that is over at Mission Oaks in Camarillo. And they've got Four Bricks Winery on April 23rd at 6:30. And this is a $75 value per person. So we've got some gift certificates for that. Call us right now, 805-419-0008. Give us your name and your number and tell us what you're interested in. So to get back on with our show, we've got our next guest, Susan Stifelman, and Parenting with Presence. And I told you that I really have an interest in this because so many of us, we want to raise good children. That's really what our we want to do. But some of us are, we struggle with it because we're still parenting ourselves. And so I'm really interested to talk to Susan, and let's welcome her on. Susan, are you there?
I'm here. Welcome. Thanks for having me.
You got it. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey.
Let's see. Well, I am a marriage and family therapist, and I'm the weekly advice columnist for the Huffington Post. I'm their parent coach.
But, nice.
I also have, you know, I'm a mother, and I have been a teacher, a credentialed teacher, and my first book was Parenting Without Power Struggles, and the second book is just about to come out. It's called Parenting with Presence, and it's practices for raising conscious, confident, caring kids, and it is the first book to be acquired by Eckhart Tolle for his new imprint, Eckhart Tolle Editions, and it sort of reflects my own journey as a parent and as an educator and a therapist in helping parents be more able to parent from deep connection and presence and engagement and avoid the power struggles.
I love it. Going back to your first book, and congratulations on your second book.
Thank you.
But the power struggle, how do we, you know, not have that power struggle? Because it's like I want it my way and they want it their way.
You know, if you think about it a little differently, human beings are actually wired to resist being bossed around, and that's a positive thing. It's a good thing, even though it's highly inconvenient when you're a parent. But if you consider the fact that if you were living in a tribe, you know, thousands of years ago, and your three-year-old wandered to the edge of the tribe and was approached by someone else saying, come with me, you would want that child to say no, to resist, right?
Right.
So the good news is that there is a way to override that instinct to resist. And there are many ways, but one of the ways is that we foster a kind of deep connection with our child that sort of makes it a natural yes. They naturally want to be cooperative with us and connected with us because they feel that closeness and that attachment. And so both of my books focus on this, developing this kind of relationship with the child where instead of trying to force or coerce or bribe or threaten or punish to get them to cooperate, there's an easiness in the relationship, and it doesn't mean that every time you say turn off the TV and come to dinner they leap from what they're doing, but I have found in the thousands of parents that have followed my work that everything changes when we start with this idea of being more present, connected, and engaged with our children.
Wow, Susan, I love that. I truly do. I've got four children. I've got two girls and two boys. And, you know, they're actually all older now and in their teens. And, you know, and a couple, I actually have one daughter that's pregnant with twins. And so I'm going to give her this book right here, you know. But you know what? But you're right. I have always made them, I mean, I always was their mom first. But I wanted to have them feel safe with me, to have them. And I think that's kind of what you're saying, and I love that. Because you want them, I mean, and you talk about this, is they're living with their best teacher. You want them to learn from what you've done. And, you know, Tom and I have talked about this too before, is, you know, should we tell them things that we've done, or should we try to be more the model? I mean, what's your thought on that?
You know, I actually, in this latest book, in both books, I have sections at the back of each chapter called Questions and Suggestions. Mm. And in Parenting with Presence, it really makes it sound more, you know, it's more user-friendly so that people get to hear what it would be like if I answered a particular question, like the kind of thing they might ask. And one of the chapters in Parenting with Presence, I actually address that question, should I tell my child about some of the things I did when I was younger? And I've been rereading the book, actually, and I quite like it.
That's cute. I love that. You're rereading your book. Yeah,
I'm rereading it because you lose yourself when you're writing it. So I've been rereading it, and I'm really happy with it.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah. And part of that is I don't really claim, to know everything. I try and be as clear a channel as I can for good things to come out. But
now, you have children, obviously, right?
I do, yeah. But yes, we're living with our best teacher, and we want to be the teacher for our children. And so in that particular question, I respond to the father who asked that, should I tell my kids what I did when I was younger, depending on the reason that you would do so. Is it to exonerate yourself or use them as confessors, or is it to help them learn from your mistakes? But I want to clarify that in the book, I also propose that our children can be our best teachers because they trigger us and push our buttons in ways that no one else can. And it is in those moments when we're really losing our cool, which we all do, that we have a chance to really look at unfinished business that's coming up for us and do some real growing and healing for ourselves based on oftentimes what we went through as children.
That's interesting. Tom, talk about, I know that your son's asked you, right, have you done this before, or what's your thought? Because you're really clear on that.
Yeah, he's bounced around that question a couple of times. I have a 12-year-old and also a 7-year-old. And I just say I did many different things, and we won't get into that. I look at it like golfing. I've told Kim this before. If I hit one into the water or into the woods, he's not allowed to say, well, you did it too. It's like I tell him I made a lot of interesting choices, and perhaps on another day we'll discuss that. But right now, I admit to really, I did some goofy things. But I'm afraid if I say what they are specifically, you'll get into that, well, Dad
thinking
did
that
it. He turned out
exactly,
okay.
Yeah.
So he did it. He got away with it. I just want to take a minor left turn here. We've talked about this before, too. There used to be a program called Rockers Against Drugs, RAD. And it drove me crazy because people like Belinda Carlisle would be walking on the beach saying, when I was young, I did drugs, I partied, I was crazy, but I got over that, and now life's a beach. The way I read that was, okay.
It's okay to do
that's
it.
That's right. Do
yeah.
it in your youth, yeah. Screw around, go crazy, but yeah. then make sure you stop. And I'm thinking, not exactly the message I want to see delivered. And that's the issue I have with my kid. I'll admit to, Dad wasn't perfect. I'm not being holier than thou, but I don't want to get into specifics right now.
Yeah, because they're so...
I got my hand up right here. Yes, I did do some...
Well, we all did it to a point, but you are who you are today. And we talked about this, it's like in our day, right? You had to wear we didn't wear seatbelts.
And I rang the bell and run too. But yeah. I did some things that were...
Yeah.
Let's just leave it at that. So what do you think about my plan?
About your plan?
Yeah, my plan, not telling.
Well, I think that, there's no reason to volunteer things. But, your son is 12 now. If your son was 16 and he was coming to you saying, Dad, everybody I know drinks on the weekends, and I'm sure you did too, did you? Then it would be an incredible opening for you to have an honest conversation. Now, at 12... it might be that he's starting to be tempted with things. We're all surprised by how young our kids are being exposed to so many things. And it wouldn't be inappropriate for you to say, if you kind of sniffed out that a couple of his friends, or let's say in a year or two, are smoking pot or they're, doing something that you would think is not in their best interest, you could certainly say, I also was faced with that choice. And actually one day, and you might tell a story, and the story might, be slightly modified to serve your purpose. But I remember how it was for me when I didn't know how to say no and how awkward it was. And it turned out to be okay, but I can tell you that for weeks I felt terrible about it. Or when my son was younger, I told him the story of going into a drugstore with a friend of mine when I was in the sixth grade, and she opened up my big purse and started putting candy and pens in it. Well, I got away with it, but I was anguished and tormented. And so there is something to learn from that, even though, you know, everything turned out okay. So sometimes it can be helpful to explore the deeper kind of ramifications of a choice, even if in the end, you know, no one was harmed.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I do want to remind any of our listeners that are just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Susan Stiffelman. We're talking about parenting with presence. You know, I remember my youngest son, and I believe this was, you know, all four kids. We had gone into like a Mervyn's or something, and he found a little ball that was on the side, didn't have really any paper on it or even a price tag. And then we left there, and I paid for what I needed to get. And we went into a restaurant, and he pulls out this ball, and the other kid said, "Where'd you get that?" And so he was like, "Why?" And so they were like, "Mom, look, he." And so I was like, "Oh my God, you know what? We'll be right back." I walked him back in there. He was like, "Oh, you gotta be kidding me! I have to give this back." Trust me, I don't think he'll ever take anything ever again. He was so embarrassed and mortified. And you know, it's kind of funny because the manager was like, "Really? I don't even know if we sell this." But, you know, I was like, I'm like looking at him going, I'm trying to make a point here,
right.
But you talk about, you know, as a parent, we need to walk the walk and talk the talk. And so that's kind of where I was leading into it. I think that so many parents, you know, don't walk the walk and talk the talk. You know, they want to think their kids they want to think that they live a good life. They don't steal. Yeah. They don't drink. They don't. And yet.
Well, yeah. And before I know we have to wrap up, I want to touch on the issue of digital media as well, because this applies so heavily to the idea that we tell our kids to turn off their devices and to play outside or to, you know, to do things that engage them in ways that don't involve a plug, and yet, you know, they're kind of watching us as well. So I talk a lot in the book about that, about how we navigate, you know, living a certain way ourselves, sometimes for our work or, you know, and at the same time not being hypocritical with our kids.
Yeah, and what do you think about, just because this is your, you know, kind of expertise, I see all these babies. I mean, serious, they're babies. They're still in strollers, and they're either on an iPad or an iPhone. I'm thinking, how are they going to grow up? You know, their brain isn't going to have any downtime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we know that it actually can be quite harmful to the brain, because we're modifying the sort of normal development and the way that the brain you know, grows and matures. We're bypassing so many of these processes that are implicit in a child touching and engaging in the real world. So I have a lot to say about that. Now, I do, of course, understand that we're not going to all throw our devices away.
No, obviously.
There's an appropriate use of them. You know, I teach a lot of
online
classes.
And I have to add that a lot of the parents, and I'm going to say myself too, that I have to limit myself with my iPad, you know.
We all do.
Yeah,
when
you walk into a restaurant and you see a whole family sitting there, nobody's talking.
I know.
It's like, oh, wait a minute, this is, you know. It's bad. I think we've all become, you know, just ineluctable, you know. So, but, you know, I would love to talk more. We need to take a really quick break. Can you stay on with us, Susan?
I can stay on, sure.
Okay, perfect. We're going to take a really quick break. Again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Susan Stiffelman. We're talking about parenting with presence, and I'd love you to join us. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I've got a pair of Rubicon tickets right now for anybody that calls in right now. We just had them on our show, our earlier show. Great show. I can't imagine how they're going to be in the show, because they were so delightful in the interview here. So again, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nuthouse comes to mind. Nuts, candies,
trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nuthouse is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nuthouse, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nuthouse at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com. And check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom. We're speaking with Susan Stiffelman about Parenting with Presence is her book, and actually it's her new book that's going to be coming out. We're going to find out where everybody can get it. But I love the conversation of where we're going with this, but I know that you talk about helping kids feel sad. Talk to us a little bit about that.
I know. It's a novel idea because everything in us, really, from the time our baby's born, wants to make sure that our child's happy and, you know, enjoying him or herself and loving us and feeling, you know, cheery and all that. But if you think about it, and I often say we're not raising children, we're raising adults.
Wow, I love that.
So if a child, if you think backwards, and in the book I have an exercise and I ask parents to sort of project their child into the future, say at 25, 35, 45 years old, and imagine your child then, an adult, and what skills or resources do you want them to have it kind of internalized or embodied? And one of the things that I always hear is that we want that young person, that man or that woman, to have resilience, to be capable of handling life's, you know, inevitable ups and downs. So how do they get there? How they get there is that while they're young, they discover that they can survive not having everything go their way, that they can live through the disappointments or frustrations of life. And when we jump in and we try and talk our child out of their sadness or upset, or we try and fix things or move heaven and earth to make sure it's the way that they'd like it to be, we're actually depriving our children of an opportunity to discover within themselves that they can cope when things don't go their way. So everything I teach is built on this idea of being the captain of the ship, you know, not in control, but in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, as the child gets older, we really are working toward helping them be their own captain. But all the courses and the classes that I do are all about helping parents learn how to be available to their child as that loving captain through their disappointment or their frustration, rather than fixing everything, which leaves the child really kind of weak and not confident in their ability to cope. And therefore, you know, quite often these are the people as adults who fall apart when they don't get the job or their boyfriend breaks up with them or whatever it might be, because they haven't yet unearthed those parts of themselves that know, boy, this is difficult, I'm so sad. And they know how to grieve, and then they can move on and adapt.
That's an interesting topic right there. I mean, you could see the people that, you know, either, I'm just going to kind of say a couple things, an only child where they haven't had to learn how to share, you know, where somebody doesn't, I've always learned to pick myself up, dust myself off, and keep going on, you know. It's like, maybe an appointment doesn't show up, and you're like, your whole day's distraught. No, you're like, okay. So what can I do with my time right now, you know? But I think that is how we've been taught as, you know, as kids. And I love that, helping your kids be the captain of their ship or, you know, the producer of their own show. But, you know, it's just, to me, it's interesting. We don't realize what an input and how much we actually have on our children. And as they get older, how old are your children?
My son is 24, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you just have one?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting because, you know, my son was just flying this weekend, and he calls me up. He, my kids still, they're older. They still call me and say, hey, Mom, I got here. You know, love you. Good night. You know, because that's kind of like we've trained them. And I want to say it's a courtesy. It lets me sleep at night, you know.
Sure.
And,
right.
And vice versa. When I don't call them, they're like, seriously, Mom, you told us. I'm like, you're absolutely right. And you can learn from your kids. But it was interesting. He got there and he goes, Mom, I just did my karma for the day. And I was like, okay, what is it? He was so excited. He was getting off an airplane and some lady had dropped her wallet underneath the seat, all the way under the seat, and he was getting out and he saw it and he's like, she was off the plane. Almost everybody ahead of him was off the plane, and he gave it to them and they looked in it with somebody, and they called him over the loudspeaker, and she's like, oh my God, you have no idea. And he goes, it felt really good, Mom, you know. And that's the integrity that I've always taught my kids.
That's
when
great.
Nobody else is looking, you do the right thing.
Wow.
Yeah. And so to me, we all have kind of lessons, and we hope that down the road, you know, it's like we probably always sound like a broken record, right? But it comes out and you start to see it as they get older in their actions and how they live their life.
Yes.
Yeah. Susan, what are we going to find in your book?
What are you going to find in the book?
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. I did an interview with somebody not long ago, and they said there are so many layers. You might just find a lot of really good parenting tips for making your, you know, your life with kids easier and, you know, create more cooperation and enjoyment. But you also might find, if you want to go deeper, I have exercises at the end of every chapter with the possibility of really using the frustrating or difficult moments with your children as kind of launch pads for you to sort of deal with old unfinished business or frustrations or challenges that get pushed when your kids, let's say, they ignore you or they defy you or something, you know, they get really angry or they have meltdowns or they're anxious. A lot of the things that our children do, a lot of their challenging behaviors, particularly trigger us because it's reopening something or inviting us to look at something that we still carry from our own growing up years or other parts of our lives. So you're going to find a lot of information about creating a close, loving connection with your children, a lot about creating a climate in which they want to cooperate and do what you ask and stay connected with you and open with you, a lot about some of the qualities that you might want to develop in your children that help them move into their adult life with, you know, integrity and capacity for great love and enjoyment.
So,
but
let
it's sort of, this is really, it's packed. But,
yeah, I love that. Let me ask you one question, if you could leave us with a tip. Is if you have, you know, you had one child, and if you have several children,
sure,
and maybe there's one child that's more of a problem than the rest,
uh-huh.
How does that, you know, sometimes it takes away from all the other kids.
Yeah.
What would you tell them to do?
Well, one of the things I talk a lot about is something I teach called Act One Parenting. And it means that you invite the other children who are perhaps not getting as much of your time and attention in a very loving and safe way to tell you what it's like for them to have their brother or their sister, you know, sort of consume more than their share of your focus and attention. In other words, you may not be able to fix certain problems, but when we give our children the chance to have their voice and to really be heard and acknowledged for what they're experiencing and not, we don't try and talk them out of it or justify, then somehow they're able to accommodate or adapt to almost anything. It's when we try and convince them that they shouldn't be upset or that they should understand why their brother or their sister needs more, that we really lose the connection and then we leave them feeling, you know, unheard and misunderstood.
And not only that, then you're not making them feel important as a person.
That's
correct?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Where do we find your book, Susan?
Well, you find the book, it's all over. It's in Barnes & Noble's and all the bookstores and the independent sellers. It's on barnesandnoble.com and amazon.com. And, of course, on my website, susanstiffelman.com, there's a newsletter that your listeners can subscribe to that'll have lots of offers for the book. So if they buy it, they can find out about how to kind of redeem some special gifts that I've got going during the book launch time.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. And I'd love you to send your other book and have you back on.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Thanks.
You got
my
it.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right. We are at the end of our show, and I thank you so much for joining us. I hope that you have an amazing weekend and that you go do something that you really love doing. I mean, that's what it's all about, living life at its best. Thanks so much, Tom, and all our listeners out there. Again, if you have anything that you want us to spread the news, give us a call at 805-419-0008, or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. I love hearing from all of you. Of course, we're going to end this show with a moment of happiness. Success is like liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still...
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.